February 16th, 2015. This is our live coaching call. So welcome, everyone. I have everyone on mute right now so that there isn't any background sound and interference. And what I'd like you to do is to raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial pad if you have a question. And so questions that we can cover on here are anything that I've shared with you in the videos that you've seen recently that you need clarification on. If there's something that wasn't clear, if there's something that I left out, if there's something that you need more information on so that you can do it, if you need me to give you an example, any of these things I'm happy to do. So go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and I'll come around and unmute your microphone, and then we can have a bit of a chat as to what I can help clarify, what I can give you an example on. Mary, my darling, you're on the air.
Well, I don't know if this is the appropriate time for this question, but I have people who already want me to help them. So as far as payment, I don't know how to process a credit card or anything. Do I need a merchant account? Should I just have them pay me PayPal?
Okay, I was going to help you set that up in our next module. So one of the quick and easy ways that you can do this is to open up a PayPal account and sign up for their merchant account. So there's two levels of merchant accounts that you can get with PayPal. The first level gives you access to something called Virtual Terminal, and it's about $30 a month if it's the same as it was before. And what that means is when you get somebody's credit card on the phone, which is what I suggest you do when you're talking to people, you give them a free consultation, whether it's in person face-to-face or whether it's on the phone, you will get their credit card information, their expiration date, the code on the back, their name. And in PayPal, when you do the $30 a month credit card terminal, then there's something in PayPal called Virtual Terminal. And what that means is you can virtually enter someone's credit card information. You don't need one of those little sliders to stick onto your smartphone, for example. And you would manually type in their information and click Submit. Now, the way that I've helped you set up your packages is that someone's going to stay with you for a period of, let's say, 6 months at a minimum, which means you're going to have to run 6 payments. And once you start getting a couple clients under your belt, everyone has a different payment date, and you're going to have to either put it on your calendar and remember to go in there and do it by hand, or when you get ready for this, the next step up is another $30 per month with PayPal, and they do something called recurring payments. And with recurring payments, you just enter the information once, and you tell it how often you want it to run the payment, and it will do it automatically. So whether the payment is once a week, once a month, once a year, it will do it automatically for you. And the great thing about PayPal is it's a month-to-month. There's no contract, so you could cancel the virtual terminal or the recurring payments at any time, whereas a lot of the credit card companies and a lot of the merchant account processors out there, I don't know about now, but definitely in recent years, they would require that you sign a 1 or 2 year contract, and there have actually been businesses that have gone under because they didn't have the amount of clients they needed to sustain having a merchant account and paying for that merchant account, and then they had to end up continuing to pay for it for 2 years even though they didn't need it. So I always recommend, especially when you're starting out, to look for a merchant account that's month to month.
Yeah.
And there's more than PayPal out there that does this, but just if you need to get started quickly, and if you're already, are you already at a place where somebody's given you their credit card?
No, not quite. I have a fellow who's like in a hurry. He wants to know how to do this.
Ah, okay. Have you already spoken to him on the phone?
We've been chatting on Facebook.
Okay, and
I think he's in a vastly different part of the world.
He's in a different part of the world?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And has he seen your payment packages, I mean your price packages already?
No.
Okay.
But he has said he's willing to pay, so.
Okay. So, a couple of things, speaking to the whole room. One of the places where you don't want to get yourself in trouble is by rushing ahead too quickly before you have your systems in place. I know it gets very exciting, especially when you might have a customer who's ready to go. And
mm-hmm.
the thing that I want to tell everyone is, because this already happened to somebody in the group, they knew that they were in the accelerator program. They were excited to get started. They're already putting their feelers out there. They started getting some interest, and they got signed up to do a talk. And then as they began to go get ready to do the talk, they had an absolute freak out because we haven't gotten there yet. So they didn't have the systems in place. They don't know how to write a talk. They don't have the formula that I'm going to share for writing the talk. And they had a meltdown. And then they freaked out, wanted to throw in the towel and give up. You can easily overwhelm your system by getting started too quickly and not having your systems and structures in place yet. And so I want to just kind of let everybody know that I know it's exciting when you want to get started and you're chomping at the bit, and I don't want you to get yourself into a state where you create more stress than you need and you start to burn yourself out now before we've even gotten started. So it's just a little forewarning for everyone. And Mary, to sign up a client, there's certain things that you're going to have in place before you take this on, or it can become being more of a pain in the ass in your life than you want it to be.
Okay.
So things that you're going to need in place that you don't have yet, because we haven't gotten there yet, include having your price packages already ready to go. Maybe you already have a rough draft of that, which is awesome, but you definitely need to have the conversation prepared that you do for your free consultation with this person. Just because somebody's excited to work with you doesn't mean you actually want them as a client. You actually don't know whether this person is a fit for you or not. And as excited as we are to receive new incoming money, sometimes that can turn around and bite you in the butt, and it can be more headache than it's worth if the person is not a good fit for you and they're a huge pain in your ass who takes up a lot of your time or who has a slight mental health issue and they're rude and mean and or litigious.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can end up dealing with something that's going to end up feeling like a huge mistake in the future. So the free consult that I'm going to give you, the script for that, gives you about an hour and a half, I'd say, an hour, hour and a half. Most people, when they're starting out, it's going to take about an hour and a half. And even with me, yeah, I've been doing this for years and years, I still take an hour and a half to do it. And there's reasons for that. There's reasons on the client side of things that they need to have about an hour and a half with you, or should have a decent amount of time with you at least. But there's especially reasons for you, especially as you're starting out, because you need to feel out this person.
Mm-hmm.
And really check into with your intuition and your gut if this is a person you should be working with and want to be working with.
Yeah.
Secondly, during that free consult, you're going to end up showing them your price packages, and there's going to be some ground rules in your price packages. For example, your price packages should note that your packages are at a 6-month minimum or some other minimum, and they either pay all at once for that, or they can do like a month-to-month, payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be clear for them. And then before you ever even start with them, they need to sign their client agreement. So you should not be having your first session if they haven't signed it. And if for some reason they haven't signed it, then you need to reschedule your first session with them until it's signed. And you don't have that yet either. So tell me a little bit about how this guy found you and what he's saying. It's a guy, right?
Yes, it's a fellow. And he has some new internet marketing link that he wants to promote, and he hasn't got a clue how to do it. And,
I'm sorry, can you back up a little bit? There was a loud sound over here, and I couldn't hear that sentence. He found you where?
Okay. He found me on Facebook, and I haven't even asked him what company it is that he's trying to learn how to sell, but he has something he wants to know how to promote his link is how he phrases it. And I told him, well, I teach that, but you have to wait for me to start another course.
Awesome. Good.
So that's as much as I've said to him.
How do you know that he's ready to sign up and has money?
Because the last thing he said is, I will pay. I don't know how much money he's got. I even forget where he is in the world. I'd have to go back and look at his profile.
Okay.
I should say I've already said no to one fellow who approached me and wanted me to put some advertisement on my blog for his casino link. And I said, sorry, no gambling. No gambling, no nudity on my blog.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's cool. Someone reached out to you because they wanted to buy advertising space on your blog.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Okay. So what I suggest, because there's more reasons than not having your systems in place yet that somebody might not get their free consult with you immediately, right? There's times in my business where I'm just booked, so you have to wait to have your consult with me. So in the meantime, what you want to do is keep the person engaged and keep them in conversation. Like, take time to learn about them even though you're not doing the full-on free consult yet.
Yeah.
So, for example, you would say to him, I suppose by Facebook, so tell me a little bit about your business. And he'll tell you something about, he'll tell you whatever he tells you about it, and then you can look at what he wrote and begin to ask more questions about it. And in essence, you're kind of doing your pre-free consult research and pre-free consult conversations. So learn about his business and whatever he talks about where he doesn't give you enough information or stuff that he's left out, continue to inquire and learn as much about his business as possible, because that's something you're going to have to do anyways.
Right.
So you might as well start that conversation now. And that's not necessarily something that I guide you to do in the free consult. You wouldn't spend a whole lot of time on tell me everything about your business necessarily.
Right.
However, this will get some of that stuff out of the way so that you can focus on other things during the free consult, which is nice. You'll have more time for some of the other stuff in there. And so learn about his business, what the product is, what he sells, how it works, who the clients are, what problems he's solving for those clients. By the way, this call is recorded, so if you end up needing to hear this again because you need to take notes and I was talking faster than you could write, you can listen to a replay of it probably if you need it.
Yeah, probably will.
Where was I? Asking about who his customers are, what problems he solves for them. What are his advertising methods now? How do his clients find him now? What has he tried that's worked in the past? What has he tried that hasn't worked? And don't ask him all these questions at once.
Oh,
space
no.
this out over time so that you have stuff to talk about, and that'll give us time to get you the systems in place that you need to sign him up.
Yeah.
So get clear on what he's talking about, because he also wasn't clear about what it is he wants help with. So another thing that you can start to be researching is, what does he know about online marketing at all? So you can say to him, so tell me about this link thing that you want to do. What's the link like, and what do you want it to be able to do?
What's it
and then
do?
Ask,
where does this link go?
Yeah, where does it go? Is there a landing page? Is it a sales page? Is it a video? You can begin to ask him questions about his marketing funnel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in essence, where are you advertising? What do they click on? What does it lead to? What other pages or experiences does that lead to before they get to the sign-up page? Is it a sign-up page online? Do you talk to them in person? I mean, yeah, in person or on the phone
yeah.
first?
Yeah, he tried to
then,
get me on Skype first.
Say again?
He tried to get me on Skype first.
Ah.
And I told him, no, I don't do Skype.
Okay. so you can ask all these questions over time, and as well as asking him a little bit about what you know you're able to teach. So for example,
mm-hmm.
you might ask him, do you have a blog up? Do you
yeah.
have articles? Do you write articles? Are you a writer? Do you have videos? Do you have any videos up that I can see?
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that you know how to do, like, you know, what's your SEO like? Have you thought about SEO? And in essence, just kind of go around the whole gamut of everything that you know how to teach. And just basically
right.
you're checking out what he's already got set up.
Right.
That should keep you in conversation long enough where you're learning about him and he's having the experience that the relationship is progressing, that
mm-hmm.
he's going to feel like things are happening and you're starting the conversation about working with him. That'll give us enough time for you to get a hold of the script and the client agreement to...
Okay.
Have that session with him. And even if you run out of things to say before that happens, you can say, well, let me, I am giving out, you know, 15 private one-on-one sessions this month. I wouldn't say this month. I am giving out 15 private one-on-one sessions for free right now. Would you like to grab one? You'll most likely say yes. And then you'll say, okay, pull out your calendar, my next availability is, and then you can say 2 weeks from now,
uh-huh.
which buys you a little bit more time.
Right.
And he will feel that the wheels are in motion. He knows you have an appointment, et cetera, and we're on. So there's other folks that have already started to get interest in their services. And what I've suggested to them is you don't have to try and dive in and have your free consults right now before I've even given you the material. Just you can begin to do what I've just taught you, which is
mm-hmm.
get them in conversation, start learning about them, and then book your free consult some weeks in advance, you know, some weeks out.
Yeah.
And you can ask if he's been reading your blog. You can send him – actually, you can send – in the meantime, let's say that you do all those questions, and let's say
mm-hmm.
that conversation piece takes about 2 weeks of back and forth on Facebook. Then you can, you know, 2 weeks from now, you can say to him, I'm giving out these free consults. Would you like one? He says, yes. You book it 2 weeks out in the future. In that two-week
right.
period while he's waiting for his free consult, you can be sending him articles from your blog, one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that does two things. One, it keeps him occupied and learning. He's building his education and understanding of what's important when it comes to online marketing. Two, he is witnessing that you are educated and capable in this arena because you are the author of those articles, and
mm-hmm.
it's up on your blog. So it ends up doing another fantastic thing, which is, and this is for everyone in the room, it can take people 7 to 14 points of contact before they sign up to work with you. It can. I'm not saying it does, but it can. And points of contact include any point of contact, an email, a phone call, reading an article you wrote. All those are just moments of contact.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're going to be spending some time with him going back and forth on Facebook, that you may be sending him some articles, one after another, one at a time, creates those points of contact for you.
Yeah.
And then by the time that you get to doing your free consult, he's going to have had the experience of being in connection and conversation with you over time, which is going to make the free consult even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can leave a trail of breadcrumbs, so to speak, that are going to lead him to the delicious big slice of cake that you're going to give him when you do the free consult. Or we can say you're going to give him a bunch of appetizers before you serve the main entree.
Yeah.
And he will be happily fed all along the way, tasting all your delicious appetizers and your treats and snacks up until you serve him the main course. or the big slice of cake, depending on which analogy you're using. So how does that sound, Mary?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm going to have to flesh it out a little bit from the recording, but
yeah. And feel free to go ahead.
No, I just said definitely what I needed.
Perfect. And take a look at PayPal's two different levels of merchant accounts. I don't remember the exact names of them. I think one might be called, I think the one that costs $60 where you get recurring payments might be called Website Payments Pro. And the one underneath that, that's only $30. I can't quite remember the name. And there's other benefits and features, by the way, of upgrading on PayPal to a merchant account, such as you can create buttons that you can put on your website, like subscribe buttons and buy now buttons, and you can even create links that you send by email. So you can send a link that says if you want to, you know, sign up for this, click here. And that becomes useful for different smaller things. I would do not recommend you doing that when people are signing up for their packages. I'm mentioning these buttons and these links you can send by email because for smaller things like, you know, sign up for this $25 ticket to a talk that I'm doing. That's fine to send by an email.
Yeah.
But when people are signing up for your big packages, do not send them a link by email or an invoice or a pay now button or something like that. For that, you get the phone, you get the credit card on the phone, and you type it in yourself.
Okay.
And I'll make that clear when I teach you about how to do the free consult. So that'll be in there. Great question, honey. And yeah, feel free to do a little bit of research on PayPal and any other virtual terminals that are that you can find that are month to month if you want to do a comparison.
Yeah, my company has a merchant account, and I thought I could contact them and see if I can use them for outside the company, you know, my private.
Right.
You know, worst they can do is say no.
That's right. And speaking to the whole room, when you look at merchant accounts, things you want to look at are, is there a contract that I have to sign for a certain amount of time, or is it month to month? Is there a monthly fee? Well, what is it? There generally is. And how much do they charge per transaction, meaning every time I run a card, there's like a transaction fee? And then what percentage of the entire transaction do they take, 2%, 3%, 4%? And those are the things to compare, so you can make a little spreadsheet for yourself of anything that you're researching to find the best choice for you.
Yeah.
Great. Great question, honey bun.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Continuing. By the way, I have everyone on mute just so there's no random background sound because sometimes, you know, there's dogs barking and whatnot happening in backgrounds. Doesn't mean that you can't also raise your hand to interact with each other. So you can raise your hand if you have a question for me. You can also raise your hand if you have like I just wanted to share, I know about this resource as well, or, oh, hey, I just thought of this, or, oh, what you just said was so inspiring, or that really meant a lot to me, or, oh my gosh, I have a follow-up question for that. So this is entirely interactive. I just have us on mute for sound clarity's sake. So feel free to raise your hand by pressing 1. To do any of those things. And we don't have any hands raised right now, so I'm curious if there's anything. Oh, there's one hand. All right. Coming over to Heather. Hey, darling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I have a really, 2-second question. I just wanted to follow up on the request to join the Facebook group. I'm not sure if you're adding people yet.
I am. Some people I've added by going into Facebook and finding them in Facebook and having them join the group, and other people I'm having them join the group by sending them an email. There's two options in the Facebook groups of how to add people, and sometimes Facebook can't for some reason find you, and therefore I have to send you an invite by email. So everyone should check their emails and see if you have a link from me.
I got it, but it looks like my request is just pending.
Oh, interesting. I have to go back. Even though I've already sent you an invitation, I have to go back and let you in after you say yes?
It's a closed group, and so you or another admin has to actually add me.
Oh, interesting. That's really weird. Okay. Well, then I will go back in there and do so.
Okay, thanks. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, fantastic. I am curious if there's anything that, speaking to the whole group, if there's anything that I can help clarify from everything that I've shown you thus far in the modules. Like, is everything, there's no questions around it, save what Mary just asked. So does that mean that everything I've shared is clear and you feel like you can do what I've shown you so far? Between Wunderlist, setting up your Google Calendar or some calendar system, and your price packages and your interviews. No questions on any of those four items. Okay. All right, one perhaps. Anne, how you doing, darling?
Hi, I'm great, Dana. How are you?
Good.
Actually, I just had to make a confession because I guess I missed it in my email, so I didn't get a chance to see all of my modules.
Okay.
So I probably will, or I don't know, if we do end up having questions, do we just email you, or is there like a posting?
Yes. Good question. When you hop into the members portal, there's some welcome videos, and one of the welcome videos it shows you around the member site, basically. And one of the navigation buttons within your members portal is a place where you can ask questions. And so you can hop in there, and there's a form that you fill out to ask questions. And what I want to do from those forms or from those questions generally is to make video answers, because I want people to be able to rewind, fast forward, replay again and again, but also have the visual, especially if necessary. It's nice since whenever you want someone to learn deeper, it's better if they have visual, auditory, and kinesthetic learning methods. And so I prefer to make a video for the answers instead of simply doing it on this call, because this is only audio. That said, certain things probably need to be done on the calls, so that's why I have both options. There's a place where you can submit your questions, and if it sounds like a good idea to do by video, I'll make a video, and if not, I'll save it for our coaching call, and we can discuss it on the call. And I have two different call times per month, and I told everybody choose one call time that you want to be a part of. Because you might not have seen these videos in time and you might have some follow-up questions, if you need to join the other call, let me know. Although this month's call, I'm not exactly sure what time we're moving it to, because it's normally Thursdays at noon, but noon is like 3 a.m. in Taiwan, and so I asked the people who are in that call, which are people in London, because in London, noon is 8 p.m. for them, when they want to do the call, and so far one of the votes is Sunday night at 6 p.m. this Sunday. So that would give you some time to look at the videos, to watch the videos, and come on that Sunday call if you need to ask questions. Although, based on how the group is responding, it may not be that there are that many questions that you may have. Let me see. Is that everything I wanted to say? I think so. Yeah. Did you find that email, though? You did get access to the link to sign in?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome, babe. Good, good. Let's see. I had a question for the group, which is, and I'd love to hear some feedback on this, and then what I want to do is go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves to each other. I actually don't know how much or how many things you want and how quickly. So, you know, this month I've given you the interviews to do and setting up your price packages, setting up your Google Calendar and your Wunderlist, your to-do list, as what you can work on. And I figured that since people were going to be interviewing other people, that they might need some time for that, because by the time you have to book interviews, you have to work with other people's schedules, and you can't always make that happen instantaneously and quickly. So I didn't want to overwhelm you with giving you too much, but I also don't want to give you too little. I want to know what the sweet spot is. So I'd love to hear from you, those of you who have already taken in the videos, if this is the perfect amount, it gives you, you know, you feel like it gives you enough time spaciousness to do it. If it's too little and you actually want some more stuff, because I can give you some of the next pieces, but I don't want to give it to you if it's just going to be overwhelming. So if you wouldn't mind raising your hands and letting me know, I'll come around and open and turn on your mics. I just want to know what you think about that. Heather, what do you think?
Now, did you say this would be the extent of the videos for the month, meaning the end of March? I missed the first part.
Ah, sorry. So for the month of February, I've given you four things to do. And starting in March, I'd give you the next things to do.
I'd like to see a little bit more.
Okay. Good. Great. Thank you. Mary, what's your sense?
Just from you describing it and knowing how much I have to do in the other side of my life, I think it sounds like you've got just about the right amount there for me.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I'm going to come around to Lynn really quick, just because I haven't heard from you yet. Lynn, are you there, honey?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Have you? Hi, first of all.
Hi.
Have you gotten a chance to watch all four videos?
No, I don't have a sign-in link yet. And
Darn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Then you can tell me once you also watch.
Yeah. So, yeah. And this is great, and I'm looking forward to being in the Facebook group and everything.
Awesome, awesome. So.
And use me.
What did you say?
Said use me.
Use me. I thought you could introduce me, and I was like, no, I wanted you to do that, hon. Actually, since the two folks who have already watched the videos have looked at them already and given me an answer, would you mind kicking us off with introducing yourself to the rest of the folks? And by introducing, I kind of mean naturally your name and just kind of what it is that you do in the world in the format of, we can follow the format of who do you serve, what problems do you solve, and what solutions do you provide?
Okay. So I'm really working on getting all that down flat. We'll start with my name. I'm Lynn Sagan, and I'm a coach and a strategist, especially with online business systems. And so who I serve are heart-centered and spiritual speakers and coaches that want to do, that need support online, and they need support with their events, and whether it's virtual or live. And to up-level their online presence so that they get the results they want.
Awesome. So just to clarify to the room, you help with online marketing and online presence, marketing funnels. You help with running events, running live events, being in the back of the room, managing the event, all the stuff before the event, all the stuff after event, the event that has to do with administrative stuff. Is that correct?
Yep. And like, if, you know, our virtual events, like if you want to do a webinar or a teleseminar, and all of that. So it's a lot. And I do lots of stuff, and I'm trying, my goal is very soon to find a way to say or somehow narrow that down to find a way to say it that encompasses it or whatever so that it works. So I'm not falling all over myself when I'm trying to talk about it.
Yeah, we will indeed get to the how to talk about what you do section.
Because like my business is I'm a superhero for your business. So whatever that
yes.
is. Yeah.
Whatever that is, however that shows up, you're going to be people's superhero.
Yeah, and it's, for me, it's like I've spent 20, 30 years in my career where they show up with a problem and I have to go fix it. no matter what the problem is. So I just, because I'm an engineer and I just, my job and the way I work and think is like, whatever shows up, I have to find a way to fix it. And I usually do. Or I find somebody
awesome.
Who can't. So, yeah. So for
awesome.
Me to say I do websites is hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much more than that as well.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Well, we will definitely, I actually asked everybody in the Facebook group, once you get in there, to take a moment and introduce yourself. So it'll be a fairly similar introduction, but at least it'll also be written down and next to your picture, so you will start to recognize each other as well. Okay. Thank you, honey.
Yep.
Heather, my darling. You are next.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I'm Heather, and I serve local businesses and entrepreneurs who aren't getting enough customers, and what I do is I make sure that they're found on Google, and their customers find them and not their competition by getting them on the first page of Google using video, and I also provide them real-time, hot, targeted leads so that they get the customer and not their competition.
Awesome sauce, babe. That was super well done. And
who did I learn that from?
I know. Very refined,
yeah.
My darling. Cool beans. And let me think. Is there a couple other things you do that I learned about you recently that wasn't in your what do you do statement? I feel like there
I have a lot of analysts and software that does a lot for clients. So having a package is really going to serve me. It's going to be really right up my alley.
Ooh, awesome. Awesome. That's right. You have a lot of different software bits and pieces and things that you've collected over time that do a lot of amazing things for people.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm,
cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, honey. Anne, do tell us about yourself.
Hey, Dana. My name's Anne Kawasaki. I am a cranial sacral therapy practitioner, but I know my what do you do statement. It's so weird. I'm still working on that, but I think it's sort of developing or morphing because I know doing the body work is my base or sort of foundation,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm
mm-hmm.
sort of opening to kind of being like a wellness facilitator or somehow where it's not just limited to cranial sacral and really expanding into other areas. So I'm still working on it, but yeah, I do body work and learning to be open or like not learning, but really feeling like things are going to change or shift a little bit. So I'm not really quite sure how to package that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just mm-hmm. starting to transition into including more things. She was telling me that she's going to be bringing in, and she can bring in, hula, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So dancing.
That's definitely down the line, but I don't know. Maybe it might come sooner. I don't know.
It might be something that's an added bonus in some of your packages, because perhaps as an exercise it helps people with alignment and core strength, as well as I know that one of your interests is also working with mothers and their young children.
Yes.
And so some of that might
yes,
be integrated
that's definitely
soon as well.
A huge piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thanks.
And then Mary. Do you tell us about yourself?
Well, my name's Mary Christopherson, and I have just recently begun thinking about being a trainer and actually getting paid for it. So I don't have anything prepared, but what I've been learning over the last 2.5 years is how to navigate the internet through a blog and autoresponders and social media and other way, and those are the primary ways of marketing, you know, what you got to sell. And so I don't have anything prepared, Currently, I'm giving free advice to other new members of my company who's, when their sponsor won't help them out much, I'm helping them. Because when I got into this business, I needed a lot of help, and I had a sponsor who did daily webinars training how to, and they were basic,
wow,
step-by-step, click here, copy that, paste it over here, that kind of stuff. And I needed every second of it. And he's not doing that anymore. So I hear people saying, you know, how do you do this, how do you do that? And I know how to do it. So I've been trying to set myself up as a leader within the company.
Love it.
And then I had a little conversation with you and thought about, okay, well, I can do this for people outside the company too for another income stream.
You bet. Now that you have the knowledge, you can be bringing in much higher moolah than the commissions would have given you by being able to also just personally give the personal touch and help people develop their online marketing. So I think that's schmantastic.
I spent 2 hours this morning with a fellow that's in the Midwest helping him get comfortable with his blog and attach the blog to his autoresponder and, you know, just little nitpicky details like that.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. Thank you. So in our Facebook group, I want you to be able to interact with each other and also feel free to interview each other if you fall into each other's target market. So if you're looking for folks to interview, you can put out there that you can put up on the Facebook group that you do want to do a few more interviews, and you can say, do you know anybody who, and name what your target market is or who it is that you'd like to be interviewing. And you can volunteer to be each other's interviewee. You can also refer friends to each other. So if you can think of somebody in your own head, oh, you know what? My coworker would probably fit into that. Let me see if my coworker would be willing to, you know, do an interview with you. Or, oh, my sister falls into your category. Let me see if she'll do an interview with you. So you feel free to help each other out by either volunteering to be an interviewee or referring some interviewees to each other. And also, I want the Facebook group to be a place where you can ask each other to review each other's materials. So to get some other sets of eyes on your price packages, which is what we're working on right now, setting up your price packages, prepare your rough draft, and then have, you know, look at each other's and give each other feedback on, you know, does this seem clear? Is there too many words on it? Does it follow the same formatting as the formatting, the way the formatting looks in the examples that I gave? So that you are getting some sense of feedback on that. One caveat I do want to mention is the price packages are meant to not have a lot of writing on them. They're meant to be very succinct because no human is meant to be looking at your price packages without you being on the phone with them at the time that they are looking at it, and you are describing the price packages to them. Or you're describing the packages to them, I should just say. And that means you don't want to have these long, verbose price packages where you know, package number one includes private one-on-one time with me where we will go over your health goals and what you want and how much weight you want to lose and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Too long. We just want it to be simply 90-minute private session with Heather. That's it. Like short, succinct. You will see that in my examples. You will see me talking about that in the video. And so when you do look at each other's, keep in mind that the goal is that it's short and succinct. The goal is not that it is clear without the other person having described it to you. So don't give each other feedback as to, I don't know what this means, because you're not supposed to know what it means simply by reading it. And so when you do give each other feedback, you can hop on the phone with each other and let the other person describe the price packages to you so that you can get a sense of what they are. And then when you look over it, just make sure that it is following the format, everything is kind of clear, there's good spacing, the things that are bold, you know, the things that should be in bold are in bold, things like that, that you have package names, that kind of stuff. Let me come on over to Heather. You raised your hand. Yes, love?
Yeah, I do have a question about the Facebook group. I have some software, like lead generation software, where I need someone to test it out. Is it okay if I were to post in the group, can someone test out my leads? I could give them some leads for free.
So that you can do what for free?
Something like that. Give them some leads for free or test out some software on them for free. Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Great question. Thanks for asking. Yeah, you can absolutely offer that to somebody, let them test it, and especially if you do need some people to test it before you start including it in your packages and trying to give it to your customers, because it would be annoying for you to try to set your customer up with something and to find out that the software doesn't work as well as you thought or it's got a bug or whatever. So if you do need some testers, yeah, definitely put it up in the group. If anyone wants to help be a beta tester, a guinea pig, I'm sure there'll be some happy folks who are willing to try some new stuff out. And thank you so much for asking, by the way. I appreciate it. So yes, that's as much as I can think of to say about the Facebook group. It is meant for you to. It is meant to be interactive. It is meant to be a place where you ask each other questions. So not just can you look over my packages, or you know who would be willing to hop on the phone with me and look over my packages, but also just simple things like where can I find a this, whatever a this is. And let me just check. Heather, did you re-raise your hand, or did I just not put it down yet?
Oh no, I didn't realize it was still up. Do I need to press 1 again?
Oh no, usually after you raise your hand and I am done talking with you, I put your hand down. But I wasn't sure if I just didn't put your hand down yet or if you re-raised it. So.
Oh no, I didn't re-raise it. No.
Okay, great. Absolutely. So yes, Facebook group is interactive. Help each other out. Give each other feedback. Be each other's guinea pigs. You know, who would be open to being my practice client? I want to do a rehearsal of my free consult. These kinds of things. So I suppose that's the gist of the group. And I think what I might do is I might look around for what else can I include in this month's module that, I know what to include. So for those of you that do have some extra time and want the next thing to work on, I'm going to put up this thing called your specialties list. And it's something that you can get started working on. So Heather, I know that you were like, hey, I'm happy to do some more. I'm happy to move on to another thing. So I'll put up the specialties list piece, and then you can get started working on your specialties list. The specialties list is something that, you remember I just said today that clients sometimes need 7 to 14 touches before they are ready to sign up. And actually, that's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is during your free consult, it's not a time that you're pitching. In fact, I recommend that you never pitch, ever, 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 because people don't like being sold to. People love to buy, but they don't like being sold to. They like to buy when it feels good to them to buy, not because you're trying to get them to buy. So the way that I've designed your free consults is to give them an experience that they're going to love and adore and appreciate completely on its own, such that if they don't sign up with you, they're going to sing your praises. They're going to be like, wow, that was amazing. And if anyone else wants to do a free consult with you, I would absolutely recommend it. Like, you rock. And because I'm recommending that you don't do a pitch, there needs to be at some point an opportunity for the client to see the breadth and depth of your knowledge. So a really quick and easy way to do that is to create something I call a specialties list, which is a list of the different things that you can do for people. And there's a couple different ways that this list can be used. I often use the list during the free consult. It only takes about 2 minutes, but it gives the person a quick taste of, wow, you do a lot of different things. But it only takes up 2 minutes of their time, and it doesn't feel like a pitch. So it's awesome for that. And sometimes you can also end up using it as one of your 7 to 14 touches before they have your free consult with you. So it might be something that you end up emailing to them and having them look over before the free consult, and it counts as one of those touches, and it also counts as a way for them to quickly see the breadth and depth of your work and see your expertise and go, oh, wow, I didn't know they knew how to do that as well. Ooh, I need that too. Wow, I didn't know they taught that. Yes, I want to learn that. So it works as a great sort of educational piece to educate your clients on what you know how to do. It also ends up educating them on, wow, I didn't even know I needed that, but now that I'm reading it, yes, I do need it. I can tell I need that. I want that. So it educates them in general on what's important for whatever it may be you're working on, their health, their business, their relationships. And it's a great moment of advertising that doesn't feel like advertising. I mean, it definitely doesn't feel like a pitch. So I will create that training and put that up so that, Heather, you can dive into that early. And then for the rest of you, I do want to get a sense from the group. I want to litmus test the group as to, you know, how much content do you want each month. I want to make sure I hit that sweet spot where you don't feel overwhelmed and like you're falling behind, and also like I'm not giving you enough and you're twiddling your thumbs. So do keep me posted as, you know, as continually as we go as to I want more, or whoa, we got to slow down a minute. I got to practice this more. I got to digest. I got to rehearse. I got to do 3 more drafts or whatever it may be. Just let me know. And with that said, are there any follow-up comments, last comments, closing comments, things you want to say to each other, things you want to say to me, things you want to just say? Requests, reminders? Okay. Looks like we're doing pretty good. Well, we're off to a great start, and I do have one hand raised. 1 second. Mary.
I just wanted to say that I am so glad I'm here, and I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to all the interactions.
Yay. Thank you, honey. And we are so glad you're here, and we are so excited that we are all together and getting started as well. Coming over to Heather.
Oh, you know, one thing I just forgot, that you, in some of the videos, your earpiece microphone is a bit, like, choppy. It's, if it's away from your mouth, it's a little bit muffled, but when it's by your mouth, it's more, it works better.
Okay, I noticed that in one of the videos that I made that the sound went in and out a little bit. On my laptop, when I turned up the volume, I was able to hear it across the board. On your computer, when it's away from my mouth, is it too soft to actually understand? For instance, what I meant is, do I need to reshoot that video?
No, I don't think you need to reshoot it. I mean, no. I mean,
but just for the future ones, keep it in mind.
Yeah, because I had to turn up the volume a lot just to hear it.
Ah, okay. I checked it on mine before I posted it.
The one where you were by the mantle. I think it's like the second one where you were by the mantle or well, I don't remember actually.
Oh, that one?
No, no, I'm
sorry. You know what? Can you go back and...
down where you...
Yeah.
No, it's one where you're sitting down and you have your own screenshot of your face, but I don't.
Yes, that's the one that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the one with Google Docs and Wunderlist. Does that sound right?
It might have been.
The reason I think it's that one is because I kind of remember it being one of the last videos I shot, and because I had to use both hands to type, I couldn't simultaneously hold the microphone, and then when I replayed it, I was like, oh, the loudness changes if I don't hold the microphone by my mouth. But when I replayed it myself,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I can hear everything, though. But maybe that's just my laptop. So I will work on holding the mic and kind of maybe pausing and not talking and doing my typing first and then bringing the mic back to my mouth.
Okay.
When I'm not traveling, I'm going to use a different microphone. I'm only using that microphone because I'm traveling. So ideally, it will be a moot point for the future videos. Because my other microphone, which is professional, is big and clunky and huge. I didn't want to travel with it. So
yeah,
I will work on holding the microphone, my travel microphone, to my mouth for the next video. And thank you for letting me know.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yes, Lynn.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
I said yes.
Did you raise your hand? It's raised on my screen.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I must have been.
Is there anything you wanted to share?
Well, it's probably 100 things, but when you do your second call this week, I want to be on that so I have a chance to watch the videos and can ask any questions.
Perfect. So if you go back to your welcome email, you'll have the link to self-register for that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get a confirmation from the second person in London, if Monday night at 6 p.m. works, wait, 6 p.m.? I'm sorry, 10 a.m., I think, or something. Yes,
mm-hmm.
10 a.m., because they're 8 hours behind me. Once I get a confirmation on that, I will change the time inside Maestro Conference, which means once you register for the second call of the month, you will actually receive the correct date from the Maestro email. Maestro is the conference call line that we're on right now. And you will have the accurate time for your time zone, I hope, if Maestro works correctly.
Yeah, okay.
I will need to send out
another email
about it.
Okay, I like them. So
okay, I hope they're pretty good with dealing with different people's time zones. I hope you inputted your time zone when you registered as well. In order for that feature to work, I think you have to let them know what your time zone is, or maybe they check by your IP address. I'm not sure. Do you happen to know, Lynn?
I don't remember. I don't even remember if they asked me.
Okay.
So that I can go look.
Okay.
So it's giving me the right time now. I don't know why it wouldn't do it then.
Okay.
And going off to an IP address is never a good idea because they're never right.
Okay, then I will, hopefully it works just fine through Maestro. For the next call, I'm making a note to email Anne and Lynn on the new time as well. And then you'll be in with our Londoners. And actually there's a couple other people who I think haven't yet registered, or maybe they registered for the other one. But there's some other people in the States as well that you haven't met yet. So you will meet them all. Y'all will meet each other in the Facebook group. And thank you for the question or the reminder or the request.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay, well, everyone, thank you for showing up. Thank you for coming and introducing yourselves to each other. You all are going to adore each other. Everybody that I've brought into this accelerator, I have hand chosen, and there are people that I have turned away. So this is not just like anybody can come. you have each been hand selected, and I adore everybody that I've brought into the space. So I have no doubt that you will grow to love and adore each other, and become not only business friends but good friends. And you'll be referring clients to each other. You'll be, for those of you that live in different places, visiting each other. Y'all now have friends in London, so that if you go over to London, you've got people to visit. And those London people may be sending you clients, such that you'll be starting to get some international clients sooner rather than later because of your international connections. And vice versa for them, you may be referring some American clients to them. And keep in mind that I run the Entrepreneur and Small Business Institute in the Bay Area, Los Angeles, New York, and London presently, which means that there are opportunities for you to, once I help you create your talks, your workshops and your talks and your signature talk, there's opportunities for you to audition to come speak on my stages in those cities and also be a speaker virtually when I run live virtual events. And I invite everybody from all those cities at once. So that's up on the horizon. You can begin to put that on your vision boards or whatever it is that you use to dream about your future of your life and your lifestyle and your business. And with that said, thank you so much for coming out to play today. You are all near and dear to my heart. Remember to go out there and to take bold action towards the life that you want, and don't let anything get in your way. Be unstoppable. See you next time.
You are currently the only person in this conference.